A new report from the University of Arizona shows that immigrants trying to cross the U.S.-Mexico border through the state were found dead in ever-growing numbers, even as apprehensions by federal agents slowed over the years. And with me to discuss this trend from our Fronteras desk in southern Arizona is Michelle Marisco. Michelle, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So we've been seeing this, and you've been talking about this same premise about migration for some time now. So stepped up border enforcement pushed people into more hostile terrains. What is new in this study's findings?
Right. We have been talking about this for some time. One of the first findings in this report was the elevation at which immigrants were being found. So people are being found at higher elevations throughout southern Arizona, like up in the Pajaritos Mountains west of Nogales, for example. And that's very different. A, as you know, these are pretty hard mountains. For people to use these as an attempted alternative just speaks a lot toward how people are trying to avoid areas where the Border Patrol is present. And that, of course, is leading to some of these deaths. So that was one of the newest conclusions. And then the makeup of who is dying in our deserts and who's being found dead in our desert is also changing. Literally, the demographic of the migration patterns have been changing, and it stands to reason, but it's still startling to see that the demographics of those who die here are changing.
Yeah, those numbers, those demographics you talk about, why is this West Desert such a draw to smugglers and the people they're trying to bring across? Because it's Arizona's hardest desert, and it seems like some of these numbers really provide that evidence.
They really do. And, you know, I'm thinking back to May 2001, the Yuma 14, the 14 immigrants who died in, again, in that area, in that West Desert, crossing through the desert of Cabeza Preta National Wildlife Refuge on the way to the Devil's Highway, trying to use that to get up to the interstate. This has just been a hugely drawn place. There's very few people out in the area. There's much more vast, empty land. That's all been a draw. What's curious is, you know, I'm talking about the Yuma 14, which happened in May 2001, 20 years ago. And in 20 years, that hasn't changed as a focal point for people attempting to cross the border.
Now, from the earliest days of his administration, former President Trump wanted to talk about immigration. He also instituted the harshest blockades yet to crossing the border. There was this 30-foot-high wall we've talked about before that was constructed in a lot of places, and that included the West Desert you just talked about. Did that in any way slow the number of victims?
No. Let's see. The authorities recovered the remains of about 210 people in Arizona border region in 2020. That border wall's been going up since the Trump administration started doing it here in Arizona, all along Cabeza Preta, Oregon Pipe Cactus National Monument, Lukeville area, the Chiricahuas, the Patagonia Kino Springs area where the Arizona Trail is. All of those areas is where people are dying, and all of those areas have had a border wall and present border security, radar towers, agents, drones, helicopters, you name it, that infrastructure's out there. So no, stepped up border enforcement hasn't stopped people from dying in areas where that border enforcement exists, let alone in areas where it does not.
And Michelle, finally, from the Trump administration to the current Biden administration, we have former Tucson Police Chief Chris Magnus being nominated to serve as Customs and Border Protection Commissioner. What sort of plans could he possibly put together that would serve to lower the number of victims along the Arizona border?
You know, it's going to, if there's an interest, and, you know, for the most part, most presidents have not made migrant deaths a key factor in how they measure the metrics of the border. So if he were going to use this as something that needs to substantiate change, it would have to start south of the border. And almost have areas of ingress where people were welcome. That, of course, would imply some sort of open border ideology of rhetoric, right? But it would be really the only way of assuring people, you know, please do not cross in the West Desert. You're welcome to come through an urban area. There's probably just no feasible way that CBP can do that in any way that's not perceived as opening the border indiscriminately. but it would be one sort of plan that could be put into place that could slow down that number of people dying.
Okay. That is KJZZ's Michel Marisco from the Fronteras Desk in Tucson. Michel, thanks as always for your perspectives.
Hey, thank you.